Enough, Senator Jim Banks slams Democrats trying to delay confirmation of Pete Hegseth. By Christina Wong on January 9, 2025. Senator Jim Banks, RN, on Thursday slammed Democrats for trying to delay Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth's confirmation hearing, scheduled for Tuesday. In a letter sent Wednesday to Senate Armed Services Committee Chairman Roger Wicker, Army, who is responsible for scheduling the hearing, Banks wrote. As you are aware, senators who are going to oppose the Hegseth nomination no matter what are seeking to delay and deny President Trump his Secretary of Defense being confirmed quickly. If they are successful, this will harm America's national security during the crucial transition of power later this month. Banks also addressed a letter that Senator Richard Blumenthal, DCT, sent earlier on Wednesday seeking to delay the hearing. The Armed Services Committee's critical work in confirming nominations sent to the Senate by the President of the United States cannot be derailed with anonymous sources stating false accusations or unreasonable demands for receipts from a nonprofit organization's operations over a decade ago. Senator Blumenthal, despite being a member of this committee, says he wants to ask questions of Mr. Hegseth while calling to delay the committee hearing that will allow him to do so. Senator Blumenthal retains the right to oppose the Hegseth nomination on the Senate floor as well as ask his questions of the nominee. He does not have the right to delay the Armed Services Committee's important work for the national security of the United States. Thank you for your leadership on this important matter. An aide to Wicker confirmed on Thursday to Breitbart News that the hearing is still scheduled for Tuesday, January 14. Blumenthal accused Hegseth of refusing to meet with Democrats, but a source familiar told Fox News Digital that he had reached out to Democrats in early to mid-December, but the only Democrat willing to meet was Senator John Fetterman, DPA, who Hegseth met with last month. On Tuesday, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, also attempted to derail Hegseth's confirmation by sending him 70 questions and demanding answers by Friday, January 10. Democrats remain opposed to Hegseth's nomination, but Senate Majority Leader John Thune has reportedly told President-elect Donald Trump that he has the votes to be confirmed in the Senate, which is controlled by Republicans. Follow Breitbart News's Christina Wong on X, Truth Social, or on Facebook.